The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. But you say there are so many things to be done, and he says right back that there's really just one. You're talking of death, and he puffs. Just being born is problem enough, and the frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Fox on Spirit Plants Radio. Broadcast all around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Lay my arms around you, touch the center of my being, as I step inside the marshland of your mind. Makes me weak inside my senses, like a dog hit by a diesel, and more alone than Milton going blind. I know I need to lose you if I ever want to find you, 'cause the poet's way is finished from the start. I feel a palpitation kind of flutter in my forehead as I think the problem over in my heart. I guess I'll always never know the question to your answer if I can't be doing wrong by feeling right. But I'm really looking forward to how you'll be looking backward when I'm walking with you sideways through the night. This kind of writing going more or less forever, but I can't undo destruction when it's gone. I can only think of you and what you cost me in hotel bills as I settle down to dream of moving on. If I've never longed to love you less than now, you'll know the reason is because my whole desire is to sing. And everything I'm saying is the mirror of your beauty as it hovers like a vulture on the wing. Yes, I guess I'll always never know the question to your answer if I can't be doing wrong by feeling right. But I'm really looking forward to how you'll be looking backward when I'm walking with you sideways through the night. As rabbits, they drone about elves and they drool about hobbits, but their warmed over whimsicality hardly inhibits their wide repertoire of nauseating habits. And when the amplifiers roar, they sound like fairies waging atomic war. They got one riff to their name, which isn't to their shame, 'cause the secret of their fame and the basis of the game is that every song's the same. And when the bass booms down there like a constipated bear, breaking wind inside its lair, perspiration fills your hair, and the lead shrieks up here till it fills your mind with fear, then an electronic spear being hammered up your ear is coming out your ear. But the rhythm's got one lick so flatulently slick, it's guaranteed to make you sick. And the drummer's got one stick, but he hits you like a kick in the stomach from a hick, serving 10 years in the nick. And the singer is a prick with a breath-bereaving trick, they're twitching like a chick who gives her bum a flick like a giant facial tick. And you couldn't call them quick, in fact they are thicker than a brick. But when they all turn up the wick, it brings the tots screaming up out of their prams and cots. Black Funk Rex is the music of tomorrow. Say it with pride, though you hear it with sorrow. They're the Middle Earth between LA and EC4. And your middle ear has never suffered like this before. I'm talking about some guys with glitter on their eyes, cute lips. It's an all-purpose noise that's all ready for the boys in the chips. You're talking about preteen sex, you're talking about black mom Rex.
Sing a song about you poo, oh you poo, yes you poo, all about my love for you poo, it's plain as it can be, oh ho, hee hee, just lend an ear to me. It's hard to see a fly upon a mountain, the distance interferes with the view, but anyone can see with half an eye that I'm crazy over you. It's hard to see a needle in the haystack, in the way of the view, but anyone can see with half an eye that I'm crazy over you. You need a telescope to really get the dope on stars up in the blue, but you don't have to buy a telescope to spy that I'm in love with you. It's hard to see the bottom of the ocean, the water interferes with the view, but anyone can see with both eyes shut that I'm crazy over you. Crazy, balmy, potty, loony, daffy, wacky, silly. Everyone can see that I'm cheerful, so cheerful, yes, cheerful. Everyone can see that I'm joyful as can be. Ho, ho, hee, hee. The reasons plain to see. It's hard to see the bottom of the ocean. The water interferes with the view. But anyone can see with both eyes shut that I'm crazy over you. Yes, anyone can see with both eyes shut that I'm crazy over you.
Champions depressed. I'm not in shape to carry on the quest. I have to keep my speed down to a trot or lose what little armor plate I've got. My screws are loose, my clamps are hanging off. My helmet topples every time I cough. I topple with it every time I charge. I've gotta get this suit to a garage. Oh, do you wonder? I feel so uptight. Times were never tougher for an errant knight. My faithful steed is the joke of joyous guard, and sensitive withal, he takes it hard. His forward gears are shot, and what is worse, he's too slow for my safety in reverse. So there we go, my faithful steed and me. No third party tax or MOT. And there beside me rides my faithful squire. His cards unstamped, his trumpet fixed with wire. Oh, do you wonder? I feel so uptight. Times were never tougher for an errant knight. But tomorrow I must fight Sir Valentine, thy hateful ravisher, the prancing swine. The time has come for him to meet his fate. From me, Sir Sagramore, the second rate. The joust is in the morning, Lady Anne, and you not there, my one and only fan. This time I pray that I may stay the course and not fall from the crane and miss my horse. Oh, do you wonder? I feel so uptight. Times were never tougher for an errant knight. Justice, God and truth watch over me, and half a sovereign ringside, children free. Sir Valentine the violent is through, providing God comes up with something new. 'Cause his drop-forged armor and his tungsten axe, his horse that runs on caterpillar tracks, that showy stuff is strictly for parades, like his rocket launcher, radar and grenades. Oh, do you wonder? I feel so uptight. Times were never tougher for an errant knight. Sir Valentine the violent super sword tilts with me tomorrow on the sword. Thy just revenge lies in my hand and eye. My faithful squire has bade me do or die, and put all his money on the other guy. So dost thou wonder I feel so uptight?
times were never tougher for an errant knight. Oh, do you wonder I feel so uptight? Times were never tougher, like rugged man and rougher. Times were never tougher for an errant knight.
A belt with a bull's head for a buckle, high boots that satisfy the Western code, a signet ring the size of Samson's knuckle, and I'm getting ready for the road. I'm getting ready, I'll soon be good and ready. Yes, I'm getting ready for the road. I'm getting ready, yes, I'll soon be good and ready for the road. Blue jeans that clutch me tighter than a pipe wrench, two guns it took a forklift truck to load. I feel like I'm standing in a slip trench, but I'm getting ready for the road. For the road is the home of a troubadour, and a troubadour is what I am. And I travel the trail of a troubadour, from the Empire Pool to Birmingham. But my heart belongs to Tulsa and to Tucson. For me the Alamo is Alamo, and just as soon as my horse can get his shoes on, I'll be ready for the road. I'm getting ready, I'll soon be good and ready. Yes, I'm getting ready for the road. I'm getting ready, yes, I'll soon be good and ready for the road. I'm getting ready, yes, I'll soon be good and ready for the road.
If I could love you when I'm dead, then let me share your grave. I wouldn't have to shave, no band-aids on my head. And if you want a lollipop, I'll have one you can lick. I suck them till I'm sick, and then I eat the stick. Why can't I stop? Because I'm a sucker, baby? No, because I'm a cop. And when the greatest police chief sends for Crocker, me and you, then Stavros can come too. Because these guys are my friends. When our last series ends, Pussycat, when our last series ends.
Thank you. I was going to the pictures with my girl at 7:30. Got there first and started queuing on my own. By 9:15 she still had not arrived, and so I walked around the block and then I thought I'd telephone. I let the phone keep ringing for 10 minutes, perhaps a quarter of an hour, then concluded she's not home. I thought I'd walk around the block again, but soon got fed up wandering aimlessly around all on my own. It was then the thought occurred to me, she might have been there all the time, just let the phone keep ringing on its own, in order that I might be led to think that she'd gone out or for some other reason wasn't there at home. Now if for any reason this should prove to be the case, I couldn't help but wonder what the cause might be. Perhaps a budgie goldie had escaped out of the window, but in any case I thought I'd go and see. Well, the truth is, by the time I caught the bus down at the corner and arrived, the time was nearly 10:30. So in order that I shouldn't seem a fool, I went into the phone box just outside her house and phoned again. Just as I dialed the number, I perceived an upstairs window in her house become illumined by a light. Immediately I replaced the receiver on the bracket, and once more I stepped outside into the night. Now I knew her mum and dad had gone to Scotland for the weekend, and that she was in the house all on her own. So I presumed it was her brother's motorbike what stood outside the gate, although it's 18 months since he left home. I felt compelled to cogitate on what was most appropriate in circumstances previously unknown. I reasoned that if she felt tired, she wouldn't thank me if I woke her up, and so I caught the bus back home.
Settle down, the place would have seemed the same without him. Now I can't recall a thing about him. He didn't wear a poncho or a gun with a filed sight, wasn't passing through like a freight train in the night. He rarely wore a Stetson with a shadowy big brim. Still can't be sure if he was him. To Wyoming, from contention to Cheyenne, his name meant less than nothing, and it didn't scare a man. So folks didn't worship him or fear him. And I can't remember ever going near him. Shotgun with the barrels both sawn off, so people didn't hit the deck or dive behind a trough. He walked the street in silence, ignored on every side. And it's doubtful if he could even ride. Thank you. death. He was absolutely senile, and with his dying breath, he forgot to ask his women folk to kiss him. Afterwards, they didn't listen.
On my tongue, I gotta grease my hair from a tub of orangutan dung. I gotta stay outrageous, even if I can stay young. Rattlesnake rock, let it roll. Rattlesnake rock, let it roll. Oh, there's a hole in my sock, there's a slide rule in my soul. Open my shirt and climb into my slingback heels, and my aerosol eczema tingles before it congeals. On my chicken bone chest in a blaze of pimples and wheels. Rattlesnake rock, let it roll. Rattlesnake rock, let it roll. Oh, there's a hole in my sock, there's a side rule in my soul. I foam at the mouth in spasms of sadistic rage when I'm burning a baby and eating the ashes on stage and screwing a skunk through a hole in the back of its cage. Rattlesnake rock, let it roll. Kill your mother. Rattlesnake rock, let it roll. Rape your brother. There's a hole in my sock, there's a slide rule in my soul.
Like a saint on the fire, like a guru's funeral pyre. Just a blur, thoughts occur in a slur. Like a fog on the bay, like a hog washed away. It's a mist, but the gist might exist. Like a cat on a rail, like the next note up the scale. Count to ten, pause and then down again. Like a poet in a loft, like a sherbet growing soft. Easy now, you've been a wow. Take a bow.
Things to do than hang around you the livelong day. I got better things to do and think about you the livelong day. There's all my seashells from everywhere I've been. There must be hundreds that need another clean. I've got better things to do, believe me, than hang around you. I got better things to do than waiting for you to talk to me. I got better things to do than dying for you to talk to me. I could watch King Kong for the whole afternoon, or a late night rerun of Destination Moon. I got better things to do, believe me, than hang around you. Big deal, so you think you're in demand. Well, do you know what you really are? You're a baby piano pretending to be grand, and all I want is a table near the band so you can hear me go, yeah, have a cigar. I got better things to do than waiting for you to notice me. I got better things to do than yelling at you to look at me. I got books of crosswords that are only half filled in. I could fill in the rest and fill the first half in again. I've got better things to do, believe me, hang around you. Okay, so you're heading for the top, but with me it won't get you far. They put your features on toothpaste, powder, soap and scent, your name in lights and your footprints in cement. But to me, you're just, yeah, that's what you are. I got better things to do than hang around you the livelong day. I got better things to do than think about you the livelong day. There are things at home that need attending to, like the alabaster statue I'm carving of you. I've got better things to do, believe me, than hang around. Better things to do, believe me, than hang around. Better things to do, believe me, than hang around.
Lives a man who makes $1 million a week, singing country music like it should be sung. He don't sound too impressive if you only hear him speak, but when he sings, his vocal cords are full of dung. His hawkish eyes are hooded, not with sun, but from the strain of a slight myopia he won't admit. His thighs are well developed from a lifetime kicking shit, and his moniker is Lonesome Levi's Lane. Lonesome Levi's, Lonesome Levi's, Lonesome Levi's Lane. He's been called a raving fascist by the communists and blacks, but the truth is he's an independent man. And it kinda disappoints him, he gets no relief on tax, buying guided missiles for the Ku Klux Klan. His noble teeth are gritted into pretzels from the pain of heels so high he's standing on his toes. But a tang of bovine ordure still comes twanging through his nose, and his moniker is Lonesome Levi's Lane. Lonesome Levi's, Lonesome Levi's, Lonesome Levi's Lane. Yes, sirree. Hitler, Himmler, Goering, and all them other Reds, they never understood the power of a song. If you want to plant a crazy notion in a million screaming heads, just spell it out and make them sing along. No, it wouldn't shift the needle if you tried to weigh his brain, but he passes for a thinker in his art. He can shoot a cornball slogan like a bullet up the chart, and his moniker is Lonesome Levi's Lane. Lonesome Levi's, Lonesome Levi's, Lonesome Levi's Lane. Oh, pick it, son. Now if you're driving down the turnpike tuned to station KKK, you'll hear that Nashville drone come sliding through. It's just as fresh as falling cowplop and as true as old dog Trey. That sentimental splurge is all for you. In the concrete fields of Nashville, they've grown their own John Wayne, and he's singing while he's sucking blades of grass. The sphincter of a heifer don't exude more warmth and class, and his moniker is Lonesome Levi's Lane. Yes, his moniker is Lonesome, but he's never on his ownsome, as he rides that strawberry ronesome on the stage, his baritonesome, like Godzilla on the phonesome, letting out a happy groansome after eating blood and bonesome. It's a million-dollar moansome, and his moniker is Lonesome, Lonesome Levi's Lane.
My sweet little sister has come up with another LP. People might think she's more sensitive even than me. I suppose I'm gonna have to start working against the clock. Produce another heap of identity crisis rock. ID with the emphasis on the I. ID identity crisis rock. Six more songs about staring out into space, those alien stars burning holes on my sensitive face. Then another six cuts about staring down into my soul, and the critics will call it the future of rock and roll. ID with the emphasis on the I. Ian, that means the spotlight falls on me. Identity crisis rock. A discreet little concert to push the album into the stores. I'll be so damned humble, I can only just bear the applause. If it all pans out, I'll hardly even have to sing. Just stand looking delicate 10 feet in front of Carole King. ID with the emphasis on the I. E, and that means the spotlight falls on me. ID identity crisis rock. I'm just so fragile. ID identity crisis rock. Please call me Ishmael. ID entity crisis wrong. Oh no, not the stigmata again.
Say bird
was an action
he
man.
He knew the scene before the scene began.
The first cat to drop acid in the
He
hate.
Understood the lyrics of The Wait.
When Fillmore West was still the carousel,
and the chick to know was Luria Cantrell.
Uncle Seabird tried hard to be nice. When Berry Gordy asked him for advice, Uncle Seabird, Uncle Seabird at the word, Uncle Seabird, Uncle Seabird at the word, Uncle Seabird, Uncle Seabird led the herd. For Rolling
the
Stone,
generation felt much less
his
alone.
Footloose Odyssey went so far back, he recalled not having heard of Kerouac. He represented youth in all its
For
force.
Evolution has to take its
when
course.
When the children queued to hear the Grateful Dead, his wheelchair glittered somewhere up ahead. Uncle Seabird, Uncle Seabird at the word, Uncle Seabird, Uncle Seabird at the word, Uncle Seabird, Uncle Seabird led the herd. When a snot-nosed little kid called Zimmerman was seeking a new surname that would scan, Uncle Seabird filled his lungs with hash, and Weberman, he muttered in a flash, there's a new group down a hole you ought to hear.
Set the telephone in Brian Epstein's
ear. Let's not haggle now about my fee. Tom Parker handles these affairs for me. Uncle Seabird, Uncle Seabird at the word, Uncle Seabird, Uncle Seabird at the word, Uncle Seabird, Uncle Seabird led the herd. The greatest festival of all was Uncle Seabird's acid test.
Say
one row of people passed a joint from Yasker's farm clear to Zabriskie Point. Crosby, Stills and Clapton, Young Bob Nash, Joni Mitchell, Johnny Cash,
they all backed Yoko Ono while she sang.
And Elvis Presley read from R.D. Lang. Uncle Seabird wheeled onto the stage. He was crowding 87 years of age.
We are stardust, we are...
He cried. And the children yelled his name out as he died. Uncle Seabird, Uncle Seabird at the word, Uncle Seabird, Uncle Seabird at the word, Uncle Seabird, Uncle Seabird led the herd. Uncle Seabird at the word, Uncle Seabird, Uncle Seabird at the word, Uncle Seabird, Uncle Seabird led the herd, Uncle Seabird.
Thank you. sky. But till that morning, there ain't nothing can harm you. With Daddy and Mommy standing by.
Mad Club.
try.
Don't trim my way. This is a country and western song found in the mummified remains of the late King Ramantucket. The second verse, as you will see, is strangely conducive to the first. The old mountain railroad was rained out, but the mountain boy still carried on. He shivered with damp and clang onto his lamp as the outlaws came shooting along.
And he cried,
no. Don't trim my way. Don't trim my way. You can take my goat and take my money. You can steal my bees, have my honey, but don't trim my way.
Oh glory, glory, hallelujah, Shadrach. Oh glory, glory, hallelujah, Shadrach.
The most interesting thing I find about country and western music is the complete absence of diphthongs. Although, strange to say, it does not interfere with the basic clarity. Listen. The outlaws, they shut up the station, then blew up the old railroad track. The mountain boy stood just like mountain boys should, till the blast blew him flat on his back.
He cried,
don't trim my wheel. Listen to this last verse carefully. Its beauty of compositional phrasing makes one wonder if indeed the late Ramantuckians were as retarded as we are given to believe.
If ever you pass through the mountains by the old railroad track, you will see. A little red light shining bright every night at the spot the mountain boy used to be.
Used to be.
And you will hear.
Don't dream my way, yeah. Good night, or as a Ramantuckian would say, good night.
From the caveman of yesterday to the macho man of now, both with their vitamins and milk from a beast, we know this cow. As you raise your arm, point your fingers to the sky, lean over and smell our armpits, and I pray that you don't die. Woo! Someone die. Woo! To tell no lie. Can you laugh when you cry? It's armpit number six. The people are upset because things are falling from the sky. Most are so paranoid they don't even want to fly. There was Mandrake and Houdini, both full of tricks, and a certain cosmetic company with a perfume called armpit number six. Now, oh my goodness! What the devil is this? Is someone dead? Or have I lost my head? Is it screaming Jay's bed?
is good and bad. The smells that bring success and happiness, and the smells that drive you mad. The bells that get between your toes and the animals under the bricks. But I have never smelled such a what the what the. Oh, don't you be no fool. It could happen to you. You get old and foggy too. It's armpit number six. Look at that nose. Do you smell them toes? No matter where you go, it's armpit, funky armpit number six. Oh, she got hairs hanging from her fingernails down to the ground. Woo! She's built like an elephant, but I love her pound for pound. Number six. I don't know whether to say it's good, it's decent, or it's funky. Yeah, that's it. It's funky, baby. Funky perfume. A funky smell. Woo! Makes my nose feel good. Get it, get it, get it. Let me take another whiff of that stuff. Oh, my goodness.
Well, if you have been, thanks for listening.